This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says COVID-era isolationism has produced a bumper crop of solo records from jazz instrumentalists. These include two very different new albums by two outstanding tenor saxophonists, J.D. Allen, caught in the studio, and John Arabagon, recorded in the wild. He starts with J.D. Allen.
Tenor saxophonist J.D. Allen giving These Foolish Things the gravitas of Old Man River. It's from Allen's solo CD, Queen City, the nickname for Cincinnati, where he recorded it early in 2021. In the notes, Allen describes his own COVID-era journey, questioning what it's all about as the music world ground to a halt, then turning back to his horn, lockdown was made for practicing, and then towards self-reliance, making music on his own. He already had a sturdy, bluesy tone and deep authority as a player to build on. J.D. Allen's often rapturous playing on Queen City aligns him with lyrical but exploratory solo tenor practitioners like Coleman Hawkins, Sonny Rollins, and Joe McPhee, a tradition dating back to the 1940s. Recording in a quiet, resonant space, Allen can focus on tenor's cello-like warmth. The studio recording catches all the nuances and lets him factor in the silence that surrounds him. The standards and originals on the album Queen City let J.D. Allen show off his handsome sound without needing to shout. If J.D. Allen is a tenor griot, preserving a tradition, John Arabagon is a trickster, a serious player with a playful streak. When COVID hit, Arabagon and family sheltered with his in-laws in Rapid City, South Dakota. So as not to drive everyone crazy, practicing 5 hours a day, he sought refuge in the Black Hills just outside town, among the trails, canyons, and roaring creeks, playing wherever. John Arabagon's album of solo field recordings, mostly tunes by or played by Charlie Parker, is called Bird with Streams. Playing and developing your music outdoors isn't like being in the studio. In the open air with ambient background noise, you may have to work to project your sound. On the plus side, John Arabagon had all that nature to interact with, engaging the birds, responding to his own echo, maybe getting tips about saxophone attack from mosquitoes. Thank you. John Arabagon leans into the lo-fi nature of this remote recording. Playing in the wild, his saxophone sound gets wilder, a rough woodsman's tone. There is another aspect to his playing out in Falling Rock Canyon, where sound carries far. The horn established John's own presence and identity as he haunted the landscape for 7 months. That said, with his command of eccentric saxophone textures, his call isn't always recognizably human. Picture the hiker approaching this sound up around a bend in a trail. You'd proceed with caution as the saxophonist goes full moose on Charlie Parker's Moose the Mooch. In its own mischievous way, John Arabagon's Black Hills musings on the album Bird with Streams are perfect music for an era when we never know what's coming at us next.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the new book, Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed solo albums by tenor saxophonists J.D. Allen and John Arabagon. On Monday's show, playwright Katori Hall. She won the Pulitzer Prize this year for her play, The Hot Wing King, which explores family, sexuality, and black masculinity. She's also the producer and writer of the Broadway show, Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Her previous play, The Mountaintop, imagined the last night of the life of Martin Luther King Jr. I hope you can join us.